I'm Jillian Engelbrecht, and this is Museum Learning. Today, we are going to be discussing museum school partnerships, the second category of museum learning. Later on, we'll be hearing from a museum educator about his vision for museum school partnerships and what those partnerships can offer students. But before we get to that, let's explore the different types of museum school partnerships. The first type of museum school partnership is an internship program. A school partners with a museum to offer students internship opportunities either after school hours or during the summer. These experiences offer personalized learning opportunities for students that also encourage the development of professional skills and networks. The internships can vary based on students' interests and goals, offering them the opportunity to dig deeper into the area of the museum that is most interesting to them. Students can also solidify their knowledge through teaching others. Internship partnerships can offer continuity when the student can continue their learning outside the classroom or with an internship that continues across grade levels. This type of partnership is usually with high schools, but middle schools have also been known to offer these programs. One concern of these types of programs is that transportation costs often fall to the students, so that's something to keep in mind. A benefit can be that once the partnership is developed, the teacher's main responsibility is selecting students, and most of the activities take place outside of the regular school day and does not impact in-class instruction as much as many other methods of museum learning might. A second type of museum school partnership is summer learning programs. This can take two forms. The first is that the museum offers summer learning opportunities that students can attend. This extends student learning beyond the school year and develops positive relationships with museums. Sometimes lodging is provided, but often students have to make their way to the museum each day of the program. The second form is for teachers to arrange a trip to multiple museums and monuments during a few weeks in the summer. This can be particularly beneficial for schools in rural areas that might not have easy access to museums, but want to offer the in-person museum experience for students. This can be a culminating experience for students and a chance to develop meaningful relationships with teachers and administrators, as well as with museums and museum learning. Using either form of summer learning programs year after year can help the school develop a partnership with the museum or museums that can later help integrate other forms of museum learning into the school's instruction. However, the cost of these programs is often higher than most other options for museum learning, and that cost will either fall on the student or the school. They also often require parental support, which a teacher will need to consider before choosing this method of museum learning. The final type of museum school partnerships is an integrated field trip. An integrated field trip differs from a single visit field trip because it involves multiple visits and interactions with the museum and museum educators. This method of museum learning involves a close partnership between the teacher and museum educator to develop multiple meaningful and engaging experiences for students that integrate seamlessly into the curriculum and other classroom activities. This allows the museum educator and teacher to collaborate on resources that are specifically tailored to that specific class. The visits are built in with the museum learning happening in the classroom before and after the physical visit. Across the multiple visits, students develop strong relationships with the museum educator, and the content material. Frequent visits can be costly, but integrating both visits and hosting experts and museum educators can help keep the cost down. Additionally, visits can be spread across the grade levels to the same museum for different experiences. This type of partnership is better suited to larger museums with content that can be relatable across the grade levels and content areas. Now that you know a little bit more about what a museum school partnership can look like and the benefits it can offer your students, I want to introduce you to a museum educator who works to develop museum school partnerships. His name is Rex Bennett, and he's a museum educator for the Lane Motor Museum in Nashville, Tennessee. Rex is going to tell us about the work the Lane Motor Museum is doing with schools and about his vision for the future of museum learning. Hi, Rex. Thanks for taking the time to come and talk to us today. Right. So the first question is, do you think museums can be important in classroom instruction? And if so, how?
I do believe that museums are important to classroom instruction. I think it helps, especially speaking of social studies, it helps history and even science and math as well become a more tangible object. It helps the students apply what they're learning in a book and in 2D, and they can come to a museum setting and see it in three dimensions, for lack of a better phrase.
Yeah. How would you say your museum supports museum educational partnerships?
Well, we do it two ways. One is a direct partnership with John Early Museum Magnet, Middle. And then I also am involved with the Pencil Partnership Program here in Nashville. Pencil is a nonprofit that links business partners, local organizations, and other nonprofits with schools. They found this need a few years ago, especially at the high school level, of students getting out of high school and not having skill sets that have been lost, for lack of a better word, over the last few generations. So Pencil has been that vital key to put both of those in touch with each other. I am a Pencil partner with Antioch High School, and for example, I have an upcoming class of future teachers and social workers, and I'm going to tell them what I do and talk about the museum as an education lab, and hopefully they can learn a little bit more about what I do in the field of museums and how that can apply to the greater good.
Awesome. In a perfect world, what would your ideal museum school partnership look like?
Something more akin to what John Early and I do, only much more involved. As the exhibits at a museum school change out, well, I can come and bring new artifacts and new discussions. And ideally, it would, of course, be free, and transportation would be solved, and the kids would come way more often, which they used to. That has dropped off a little bit over the years because of the push for state standard testing. But it would be great to see the kids more often, maybe even on a quarterly or as-needed basis. I could do more specific educational programming for those kids, for those students.
Awesome. What would you say to teachers who are trying to develop museum integration or museum school programs?
To look at standards are very important, but there are more than one ways to look at the museum, and not just as just a component for your unit plan, and not just also a free day as a field trip. There's a nice middle ground of it being somewhere that you'll be pleasantly surprised if there's something that you come across in your book. I'll bet you can find a museum within your area to link that to. It may not be something that is standard specific, but again, there's that tangible experience that they can't get in the classroom all of the time. And so, yes, it's not just talking to your administration and asking, well, this is for this standard or this specific unit plan. Hey, I really want to go there because I want the kids to see this thing. I think it's really important.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
A huge thank you to Rex and the Lane Motor Museum for being a part of our podcast today. To learn more about the Lane Motor Museum, visit their website at www.lanemotormuseum.org. That wraps up our episode on museum school partnerships. We hope you've enjoyed learning about the ins and outs of developing a partnership with a museum near you. Just remember, choosing the right partner is perhaps the most important part of developing a successful program. Tune in to our next episode to learn about the last category of museum learning, museum schools. We'll have a special guest, Ms. Lindell Edmondson, a museum design specialist, to tell us about the benefits and challenges of running a museum school. It will certainly be an interview you don't want to miss. If you're interested to learn more about the research supporting any of the methods of museum learning described in today's episode, please check out the reference list.